Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90, exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
The Mark Cox Morning Show. Annie Goes to Washington is sponsored by Stewart's American Mortgage. Same or better rates, no closing costs, fast closing. And by Grasser Electric. Don't be left in the dark. Call Grasser Electric.
All right, coming to you live from the press briefing room of the White House, Annie Fry. Good morning.
Good morning. It's exciting to be here today. It is officially the 100th day of the Trump administration, part two. And I am reporting live from right outside the press briefing room, just outside the door.
Oh, nice.
Lined up in the same position I was in yesterday. So if people tuned in yesterday and saw, I'll be standing in the same spot this morning. And I'm just looking forward to hearing, especially the economic message of the administration, what Carolyn Leavitt presents as the successes, and also to hear from Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent. He's going to be in this briefing, so excited to see what happens next.
Curious what you got to do yesterday, because there was a whole big schedule of different things planned, right, at the White House?
Yes, people can go. I'm going to share this on my X profile at Annie Fry Show here in just a minute. I wrote an article where I put together kind of a walkthrough, a daily diary sort of all of the things I did with photos and video. Got to see the Eagles celebration, which was pretty cool to watch that and stand on the South Lawn. They took us through where the press briefing room is. We walked right through there and then got to go to the south side of the White House and see the Rose Garden and at least the corner there where the Oval Office was, and get to cover that, get to see the president and watch him acknowledge that Super Bowl victory. But another thing is just walking around in this press area and seeing a lot of people whose faces we know, or maybe whose faces we don't know, but whose work we definitely read or sound we definitely play, and getting to talk to people about their job and how they go about it. It's been a really eye-opening experience.
You know, Annie, if you're standing outside of the press briefing room, can you see those mug shots lined up along the walkway there still? Are they still there?
Yes, sure can. Honestly, they did a pretty good job. You can't miss them.
You can't.
And they're definitely positioned for the television cameras and the stand-ups that all of the networks are going to do. You can't take them out. They're all over the place.
The mainstream media yesterday, in covering that, it's like ABC News, blurred the faces of the people on the posters. These are people who've already been arrested.
Yeah.
With their crimes mentioned on there. So it's not like they're
the
protecting
the
innocent.
Too. These are not people who stole a loaf of bread. These are, I'm looking from right here, and I can see fentanyl and, let's see, what is that? I can't read that far. Child rape.
Oh, yeah.
Sexual assault of a child. I mean, I'm looking at them through a fence, and they're on the other side of the walkway here. But murder, there's one for murder. Mm-hmm. There's another one for murder. I mean, these are not people who you want to protect. These are people you want to exploit, mm-hmm. whether you are for Trump's immigration policies or not. Imagine protecting those people. It's hideous. It's heinous. And that's why they put them out there. It shows everybody's true colors.
So I think here in about 40 minutes or so, they're going to have another press briefing with Scott Bessent. Is that right?
That is correct. So it will be live. And traditionally, these press briefings usually take place in the late morning or early afternoon for our time. And this week, for the 100 days acknowledgement, they're working to push everything in the morning. And then the president is going to leave the White House to go to Michigan at about 2 o'clock Eastern. I guess it would be 1 o'clock home time. And so he's going to be gone. I'm going to try to maybe go over to the Capitol today and meet with some of our legislators and talk to them. See how
nice.
Things are doing over there.
That's awesome. So the whole thing at the White House, you'll be there live this morning. Do you think are you going to get a seat this time? You're going to ask a question?
Oh no.
No.
I could possibly get to ask a question. You never know. They know my name, and you know, it's one of those things where they tell you, like, oh, yeah, you'll get to ask a question. Mm. And I'm like, like, when I leave and I don't get to ask a question, are they like, oh, we really messed that up?
Like, do they pick, do they pre-pick the, is it, like, obvious that they're always going to call in Peter Doocy and people like that, and then they call in some other media?
I had a theory. I kind of developed a theory yesterday that Peter Doocy doesn't get the first question, but he gets, like, one of the mid to last questions, and he gets, like, three questions. And they kind of let him go. So I think I found that to be interesting because usually watching him, he usually gets a chunk of questions in. Mm-hmm. But I want to real quick say thank you to Grasser Electric and to Stewart's American Mortgage. So grateful for their sponsorship. They're wonderful partners with the station, and they supported what I'm doing out here and made this possible. So a huge thank you to Stewie and to the folks at Grasser Electric. Go get a bagel loan. Get your electric work done by good people who are supporting what we're doing. And a huge thank you to them.
Amen. Annie, have a ball up there. I know you're having fun.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you guys.
Yep. We'll talk to you soon. Annie Frye live there at the White House this morning in the press briefing room. She'll be there live for that news conference in about 40 minutes or so with Scott Bessent, the secretary, and, of course, Caroline Leavitt. We're going to be back right after the top of the hour. We'll carry part of that live.